to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. You use your texting device, and we will respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Joining us now, candidate for Secretary of State. We got to know her during the last cycle, but always a pleasure to bring on Caroline Dobson on the program. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. Thank you for making time. Thanks for coming on. Well, I know it's relatively early in this election cycle. Maybe not. I mean, we'll probably be here before we know it. But how's the campaign going?
It's going great. No, we've got a wonderful state. The experience last year of running, while I was disappointed in the outcome, I know that God's will is perfect, and it only deepened my appreciation of all the wonderful people and all the opportunities that we have in this state. And so I'm really excited to be running a statewide campaign, and getting to spend time in District 2, but also throughout the rest of the state. And we have a message that I think really resonates with the people of Alabama, especially after the 2020 election that was stolen from President Trump. People really wanting trust in their elections and recognizing that is so very fundamental. You know, we can have good people step up to run. We can have an engaged and informed electorate that really turns out to vote. But if we don't have trust in our elections, then we can't guarantee that my girls and your boys grow up with the freedoms that our founding fathers intended us to have in the same country that we grew up in. And so I think there's certainly been a heightened appreciation of that, again, especially since 2020. And while, you know, we're lucky in Alabama to have not seen the statewide presidential level election fraud, it certainly does exist in this state. And so, you know, hearing stories from folks throughout the state of different instances of election fraud and even, you know, intimidation when it comes to poll watchers, some folks that had volunteered on my campaign last year to poll watch at certain polling locations, you know, initially were met with, I mean, frankly, kind of some intimidating type tactics because some of those precincts had never had a poll watcher before. So there's so much that the Secretary of State can continue to do. I mean, our state legislature, so grateful that they passed the anti-absentee ballot harvesting bill last year. But again, there's so much that we can do to enforce that, to maintain our voter rolls, and to ensure that the people have trust in our elections, because it's not just that, you know, we deserve the outcome and the results and the elected officials that we, the rightful voters of this state, elected. I mean, that's obvious. But also when you don't have trust in elections, then people are less likely to be engaged, to want to participate, to feel like their vote matters. So it's again, truly fundamental to continuing the freedoms that we as Americans enjoy and appreciate.
Well, walk us through that. Where are some maybe vulnerabilities or places that there needs to be improvement in Alabama's election integrity?
Yes, well, you know, I think 1819 covered this, but you know, I think traditionally a gaping hole in our election integrity framework was the absentee ballots. And just about a week before the November election last year, a nursing home worker in Mobile was caught forging the absentee ballot signature of a nursing home resident who lacked the capacity to vote. Since that time, I'm sure you've probably seen over the summer in conjunction with the municipal elections, there have been people arrested throughout this state for absentee ballot harvesting. So again, now we have the legal framework to really prosecute these folks. And what I want to do to enable better investigation of these claims is to form an election integrity unit within the office of the Secretary of State. Florida has a similar concept, but a group of dedicated election officials, election law experts, IT experts. So when there is a claim of election fraud, there's someone that law enforcement can immediately refer that claim to our office. Of course, we don't have prosecutorial authority, but we can investigate. You've got experts who can investigate that claim of fraud and then either flip it back to law enforcement or, you know, we've got some of the finest law enforcement in this state, but, you know, if there is, you know, a claim that in some county that law enforcement is either complicit or ignoring it, then we can work with the Attorney General's office or U.S. Attorney's office to follow up and actually prosecute people for breaking the law. You know, if people feel that the law is being enforced, then that's a very powerful deterrent. And again, you know, we have not seen, certainly not in recent years, statewide election fraud. But when it comes to local races, like county commission races, mayor's races, I mean, these are also vitally important to the future of counties and cities and our state collectively. And I consider election fraud anywhere in this state is an affront to the voices of all Alabamians and the futures of all of our children. And so, beyond absentee ballot harvesting, we have got to be prepared for far left activist groups from out of state coming to try to manipulate our voter registration processes here in Alabama. We saw Soros-backed groups in Covington County and Mobile County last year in advance of the November election. And so I want to leverage, you know, I'm a career real estate attorney. I want to leverage my legal experience to ensure that if some of these far left activist groups try to manipulate our voter registration processes, that we are ready to go toe to toe with them. It's also vital that we continue to be vigilant when it comes to voter roll maintenance. We've got, you know, unfortunately, our country now has millions of illegal aliens that the Biden administration allowed across our southern border. So we have got, this is a full-time task of the election integrity unit that I intend to form, is ensuring that we are purging our voter rolls, working with our registrars to ensure that the only folks that have a right to vote in Alabama are Alabama residents, U.S. citizens who have legally registered to vote. I also think that I think we can do a lot more when it comes to actual voter registration. Again, I'm so appreciative that in Alabama, we have to show voter ID when you go to the polls to vote. However, when you register to vote, I want to work with our legislature to ensure that an individual registering has to show proof of citizenship, identity, and also residency, that they live within the state where they claim to live. So again, I think there is always room for improvement, and by forming this election integrity unit, we can have a dedicated group of eyes who wake up every morning thinking about ways that they can continue to build trust in our election system.
Well, I assume all of this is, I guess, under current law, but talk to us, like, are there places where maybe the legislature, you think, needs to tweak the law, or it could help make this more secure?
Yes. No. Again, I will work with our legislature to, as I mentioned, when it comes to voter registration, providing better evidence of Alabama residency, U.S. citizenship, and identity, better verification of that. And then also, I will work with our legislature, with our election officials, with our probate judges to come up with legislation allowing for a post-election audit. We're one of a handful of states that has no audit system in place. Again, how do we know if there is a problem if we're not performing some type of audit? And that audit, we need to ensure that's easy to undertake so that we can have trust and reliance in that process. But, we'll have certainly a lot more buy-in as to the integrity of our elections, a lot less distrust, mistrust, if we have some way of auditing our elections on a county-by-county basis.
Joined by Caroline Dobson. She's running for Secretary of State here on the program. Talk about the campaign a little bit, how that's going. It's a statewide campaign. It's down ballot somewhat, and getting people engaged, getting, what's the name of the game at this point in the race?
Yes, well, again, it's to get my message and my ideas out there, but also to listen to individuals. As I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of different types of election fraud that have taken place over the years. So kind of hearing what people have witnessed and what their concerns are when they go to vote. In some cases, it's not as much fraud, but it's the fact that in certain counties, polling places have thousands of voters. And, you know, in Alabama, voting happens on election day. There are limited exceptions, and that's why we have the absentee ballot, the excuse absentee ballot system. But those are intended to be limited exceptions for people who truly can't make it to the polls on election day. And so it's really important that our polling places don't have, you know, 2 hour long lines. I think the reality is people who go to work in the mornings are by and large Republicans in this state. And so when they take a lunch break to go vote and aren't able to vote within an hour, that's a real problem. So hearing about, you know, again, instances of fraud and irregularities, but also hearing about some really logistical issues that I intend to work with our county commissioners, with our probate judges to resolve, you know, now that kind of we're in the, still in the municipal election cycle and runoffs in some municipalities. I also think there's been a lot of confusion with respect to municipal elections, especially coming on the heels of the November elections. And what I want to do, what I intend to do is, in general, streamline the user experience of the Secretary of State's website, whether that be business services, reducing fees, streamlining a lot of the corporate filings processes, but also for voters, creating an app so that they can easily find where they go to vote on election day, be that a you know, state, county presidential level election that's administered by the probate judge's office, or a municipal election that's administered by city clerks. I heard, you know, back in August, I've heard from more than one individual. They get off work at 6. They, you know, just kind of, you're in habit mode, drive to where they voted in November. Didn't realize that that was not where municipal elections were taking place. And then by the time they got to the polling place for the municipal elections, it was after 7 p.m., so there's a lot we can do to ensure that that registered voters who are educated, informed, and want to participate to make it easier for them to do so.
Now, in primaries and even some of these municipal elections coming up with the runoffs, the turnout kind of struggles. Is it the duty, or is it any responsibility of the Secretary of State's office, in your opinion, to try to increase turnout or try to increase voter participation?
You know, I mean, the Secretary of State as the top election official certainly needs to, as I was mentioning earlier, make sure that the voters are, that they've done their duty to ensure that voters understand when the elections are coming up, understand the voter registration deadlines, and then also with my intent with an app is to provide a really easy and accessible place for people to know where to vote. You know, voting, again, ultimately is on the voter ourselves. Being a citizen of the United States is, it's not just a bunch of rights, it's a responsibility. And so, again, I think the role of the Office of Secretary of State, and I saw this, you know, certainly in the primary, in the congressional race last year, there was a lot of confusion with the redrawn district lines about where people were they in District 1, were they in District 2. As a candidate, you know, I had limited resources, and I couldn't afford to do a blanket PSA and let people know what district they were in necessarily. But I do think there is a role for the Secretary of State to play in making sure people are aware of deadlines, again, making it a really streamlined process to register, again, with those requirements of showing and demonstrating citizenship, identity, residency, but making people aware of deadlines, making people aware of polling places. But, you know, on a deeper level, too, what I am trying to achieve with my campaign is not just educating people about my message, educating people about the duties of the Office of Secretary of State, which go much beyond elections, although certainly elections are the first priority of that office, but also making people aware that, you know, in addition to just voting, they really need to be participating in, you know, if they care about election integrity, we really need them to step up and help us secure that. I think people think that there's this invisible army of election day workers that ensure that we have secure elections. But I think currently Secretary Allen employs 38 employees, and that's elections and corporate filings and all the other duties of the office. So the election integrity that we rely upon is on the shoulders of private citizens. Like you and me, and the average age of a poll worker is probably, it's mostly retired individuals. I'm so grateful for their service, but the average age of a poll worker is probably approaching 75. We need young people to step up and learn while we still have these veteran poll workers. And we need, again, especially young people with flexible work schedules, you know, small businesses and counties that complain about the lack of election integrity. I'm encouraging them as I'm meeting with them, you know, if you can spare an employee or if you can spare yourself on election day, step up, do the training, be a poll worker. I'm an attorney. I'm also reaching out to law firms throughout the state and saying, look, you know, we really need attorneys to volunteer on election day to be there in probate judges' offices when they're counting absentee ballots. In one county, during my race last year, there were 43 absentee ballots that an election volunteer, an attorney, right, flagged as being either fraudulent or irregular. So again, it's on all of us to step up on election day. So we all need to be voting, but we also all need to be participating in ensuring that we have secure elections in this state.
Carolee, we got to leave it there. Folks want to find out more about your campaign. Where can they go?
Yes. We are on social media. Also, website is Dobson for Alabama. Please check us out. And I would also say to everyone in Mobile, please go vote for Spiro next week. It is so important, not just to the future of Mobile, but to the future of our entire state. So if you don't live in Mobile, text your friends. Turnout, like you said, is going to be key.
Carolee Dobson, ladies and gentlemen. Carolee, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.